Labor Day weekend, and a lot of people looking at the calendar saying, oh boy, this is it. It's the end of summer. Time for one last road trip. And a lot of people are taking road trips this summer as opposed to, flying because of COVID-19. Joining us right now to kind of go over the checklist, some things that we may need to keep in mind before we hit the open road, the executive editor of Auto Trader, Brian Moody. Brian, good morning.
Hey, good morning. Thank you for having me.
What are some of the reasons that this is a good time for a road trip?
Well, at this point, like you said, some people are not sure about air travel. And I think that's a personal decision that people have to make. But I think that traveling by car is something that's, you're in control of the schedule. And it could be safer. It's just going to be you and your family. And you can determine the destination, and you can determine the stops, and you can determine what you want to do and how much you want to spend and that kind of thing. And I also think that at this time of year, the roads could be relatively open because a lot of families have gone back to school, whether that's online or in person. And that could make it a lot more enjoyable, to be honest.
Absolutely. The other thing that makes your trip more enjoyable is having a decent set of wheels to travel on. What are some tech features that can help make a decent road trip?
Well, if you're lucky enough to have a car with some of these features, or if you're looking to upgrade, some features that I like is Apple CarPlay is a great one. There's also an Android Auto version. It basically integrates your phone into the touchscreen of the car. So no matter what car you have, it all works the same. Your Spotify playlist is there. Your phone contacts are there. Your map in your phone with your destinations is in there. I think that's a great one. Also, adaptive cruise control is a great one. I remember I was on a road trip up to Traverse City, and I used adaptive cruise control. It makes the trip so much less stressful. It automatically regulates your car's speed to match the speed of the car ahead. That's one of the ones that I don't think I could live without again.
Yeah, that's pretty amazing technology that, if you don't have a newer car, if you don't have it, and use it. Once you use it, you're hooked, aren't you?
That's true, and that's true of both adaptive cruise control and the Apple interface that I was talking about, or the Android version. Once you use it, it's so amazing. Like, you could text me an address, and I can just tap that address in my phone, and it opens up into the maps on the car screen. I don't have to sit there in my driveway tapping the little tiny letters, 805 Elm Street. It's one of those things that makes your life better, and at the end of the trip, you're going to feel that much less stress, so you can enjoy yourself more.
Yeah, absolutely. Talking with Brian Moody from Auto Trader. Brian, what are some things that we need to do to make sure that our vehicle is ready for that road trip? Run us through the checklist.
Well, typical things, checking the fluid and, the oil, the coolant, that kind of stuff. Even if you have an electric car or that kind of thing, make sure that there's enough washer fluid for the window. It sounds like a silly thing, but if you have bad weather or something splashes up on your windshield, it could be a lifesaver. And one thing I think people overlook these days because they've taken for granted how good they are is the air pressure in your tires. It sounds like a little thing, but having the pressure off by just a few pounds can really impact not only your fuel economy, but it can dramatically impact the way your car handles.
I think one of the problems is, because you have an indicator light that goes on when your air pressure is too low, a lot of people just wait for that light to go on and they don't check the air pressure regularly.
Right. And that's, that's okay for your everyday. But think about this. If you're heading out on a road trip now, unlike, say, this time last year, you really can't count on every single business being open all day, every day. Yeah. So being proactive and not waiting until the light comes on, and those lights vary. Some of them come on when it's a problem. Some of them can tell you the pressure constantly, so you don't have to worry about it. Some cars, when you fill up the tire, it will honk and tell you that the tire pressure has been met. That's great to have, but if you don't have the source to put the air in at the time, why wait till you get out there? Do it at home and make sure that you're set. And then I think it's just about not worrying, honestly.
Probably want to have a toolkit in the car, too, before you head out. What are some things you ought to keep in that little toolkit in the trunk or the back seat?
Yeah, I would have a safety kit of some kind, and I would include some basic tools. And it doesn't mean that you're going to repair your car on the road. Most people probably can't do that. But just some simple tools, just in case something easy does come up. that you can fix briefly and not have to ruin your whole trip, but also include safety items like maybe a blanket, some extra water, some snacks, maybe some juice, flares. Well, we used to call them flares. Now I think it would just be a roadside marker. It's more like a glow stick today. And also, what I would include is an auxiliary cell phone battery. You know, there's these little batteries that you can buy. You charge them up overnight at home by plugging it in, and then you bring it with you, and it stays, you know, fresh for a long time. So if whatever reason your phone runs out or your car is out of batteries, you have this in an emergency. I think those things are worth taking because it's easy and simple to do.
If you're planning a road trip and thinking maybe it's time to upgrade the vehicle, what are some things to keep in mind?
Well, consider how you're using your car before you just go out and buy. Consider how that's changed. And if your change in your commute is only temporary, well, then maybe you want the same kind of a car. But if you're one of these people that's like, hey, my company has realized that I can work from home for a super long time. I don't need to commute back to work. Like, some things have just changed permanently. If you're one of those people, figure out how your needs have changed. Maybe your family, instead of having two inexpensive Chevrolets, you can get one nicer Cadillac, let's say, or you can afford a certified pre-owned luxury car because you're consolidating. So figure out what your family's needs are. If you live in a place where it snows, you might want all-wheel drive. Think about those things first, and then try to make the car fit your lifestyle, not the other way around.
Yeah, well, some really good, important considerations. Brian, if people have questions about some of what we've talked about or just want more information, where would you direct them?
Yeah, you can go to autotrader.com. There's lots of great articles on road trips, car shopping, how to make the most of your money, and just tons of new and used cars listed for sale.
All right, sounds good. Brian, appreciate the information. Thanks for being with us today.
Great, thank you.